Bend is home to a lot of great female singer-songwriters, and a show tonight will show that off. The Tower Theater will host Maiden Bend Music Fest, where six local women will take the stage and perform their songs. I'm Kelly Blyer, and the Maiden Bend Music Fest is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
Doesn't take a healer, doesn't take a scholar, doesn't take an angel to set things right.
Lisa C. Pollock has been writing songs and singing them since she was a toddler. She spent most of her childhood years here in Bend. She's been performing in the Los Angeles area for the last few years and has released three albums. She'll be one of the talented female singer-songwriters performing at tonight's Maiden Bend Music Fest.
It's a celebration of women in music from Bend. Just the local talent of ranging from, I believe the youngest is 15 to like 40. It's just a wide range of women who are singer-songwriters and in very different genres. All of us are doing completely different styles of music, different ages.
'Cause every day someone makes the right decision. Every day someone's glad for what they're given. It takes a lot to make a lot out of nothing, but we can do.
Everyday Miracles is on Lisa's latest album, Average American.
It has a very interesting backstory. A psychic on Dr. Phil kind of helped write that one. But it's kind of a message to everybody that it's wonderful things are happening all the time. It's just easy to forget because they're so simple, but they're so brilliant and so amazing that it happens every day that we forget sometimes just the small kindnesses.
Kurt Gardner is the force that helped coordinate the concert, showcasing Central Oregon's finest female talent.
The Maiden Bend Music Fest actually came about from just seeing some really extraordinary. We have a great group of musicians in Bend as a whole, but there's really a large contingent of really extraordinary female singer, songwriter, musicians. And really wanted to give them the research that I had done. There really hadn't been an opportunity for them to kind of display their talents in one setting. So it's kind of a real small scale little affair.
If I'm not looking up, then I'm not seeing all the good things.
Erin Cole Baker is from New Zealand, but has spent the last several years here in Bend. She too has been writing music and performing it from a young age. She says the concert on Friday will be bittersweet.
This is going to be my last show in Bend because I'm moving back to New Zealand on Monday. It's time for us to be around the family and friends that we've been away from for so long. So,
coordinator Kurt Gardner hopes the concert could become an annual event.
There is actually a number of really other talented female singer-songwriters that I just couldn't put on stages because we only had a limited length of time without turning it into a marathon. So it really could be done into a larger event, and that's kind of the goal at some point in time. We kind of would like to bring it back. Good opportunity for local people to really support these women. I think that the response has been really amazing. It's a great opportunity to come out and show support for some women that are really, I think, going to surprise a lot of people. There's three that have kind of been known, and then there's three that I think people are going to discover. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Tickets range from $15 to $30 for Friday night's show at 7 p.m. The event also donates some of the proceeds to Saving Grace that helps abused women. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.